You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Crazy Favor by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Sometimes before the favor shows up, you need to know everything you need and who you need to get it with. Now, you know, when I told you when we renovated our first church down on River Drive, I didn't have no permission, but I was ignorant. And ignorance is bliss. Glory to God. God just winked at my ignorance. When I finally brought an architect in to talk about moving and designing a church, he was the architect who ended up designing the sprung structure here, at least, you know, the inside and all these things. And he looked at that, but he said, "You got a permit? You've done all this here? Did you have a permit to do this?" I said, "The Lord permitted me to do it." But Nehemiah knew better. Look, verse 8. He said, "I need a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest. I'm going to need wood. That he will give me the timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house." And then it goes on to say, "And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me." When God's favor is on your life, that's his good hand on your life. And it turns no's into yeses and yeses into no's. Eliminates the obstacles. It gets rid of the hoops and eliminates all the red tape. Verse 9, "Then I came unto the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king has sent captains of the army and horsemen with me." Now the king even sends reinforcements. Glory to God. Can I tell you that when you're in the will of God, the favor of God will send reinforcements. He'll send angels before you. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. Let me go a little bit further here to all you brothers trying to wait till you're 70 to get married. Who got the gift? Y'all got the gift. You got the gift of celibacy, right? That's why you, because I know you just holding on. Because you don't want a woman to interrupt your life with Jesus. You know, a woman will distract you from your prayer life. And so I know that's why you ain't trying to be married, because you spend all your time in prayer. Okay, but I read the scripture said you need to watch and pray. I'll be watching too. I ain't gonna tell you what I'll be watching, but I'll be watching and praying. Okay. But some of you brothers, you need to understand that the right woman will bring favor in your life. Oh yeah, yeah. You know, on the other hand, if you are 70 trying to get married for the first time, you may need to already demonstrate you got some, because. Okay, you can't be marrying somebody 70 with his potential. I just believe he gonna be. Listen, if he ain't, he might not be. This may be it. The patriarch of the Bailey family is 83. He lives here in town. My Uncle Robert Bailey. And he calls me on Mondays and we'll talk. About a lot. One of these Mondays, some months back, he called me. And this was maybe about a year ago or two ago. We were talking about the president. And I said, I just really believed he would change. Now, he's 83, so let's say he was 82 at the time. 82, 81. He said, "When's the last time you seen a 70-year-old man change?" I said, you got a point there, Unc. So when's the last time you see? And he's 80 something, and he know he ain't about to change. It is what it is, okay. But some of you brothers need to understand that the right woman can bring favor in your life. It was the women that gave the Hebrews that got the Hebrews the favor with the Egyptians. They're the ones who went and asked, right? We saw that. He said, "Every woman shall ask." God has set it up that the right woman will bring a man favor. I'm serious, brothers. You need watch this in the scripture. Okay. Proverbs 18:22. "Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth the favor of the Lord." Okay. Somebody got a paper Bible there. Let me see your paper Bible. Give me that scripture. Get that scripture for me right there. Proverbs 18 and verse 22. If you look at it in written form on pages, it says, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Thing is italicized. So for all you women getting offended, I ain't no thing. I ain't no thing. Let me call me no thing. Okay. Thing is italicized, meaning it was added by the translators. But what it really said, finding a wife, you find a good, a treasure, and obtaineth the favor of the Lord. So he said, so when you find the wife, that not just a woman, because every woman ain't a wife, and you can't make every woman a wife. Y'all young folk know that part. Can't make every woman a wife. Can't make every female a wife. Okay? So if you find a wife, you already got to find a woman who has wife characteristics. You got to find a woman who got a wife attitude. Not the rolling neck attitude, not the finger attitude, but a wife attitude. Somebody who can help, somebody who can support, somebody who can respect you, provided you are respectable. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good, and this wife now caused you to obtain the favor of the Lord. Now look at this. Let's look at one of the first examples of this scripture in Genesis 12. My wife brought me crazy favor. Genesis 12, verse 14. It came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fine. That's what it means. Fair. She was beautiful. Okay. She was old and still fine. Let me see if I can get a response. Let me see if I can get a response. All the old fine women holler at me. Okay, I do have some. I wasn't sure how that would go over. Did you yell, Pastor Marcia? Let me try it again. All the old fine women yell at me. Come on now. Just because you're older don't mean you can't still be fine. And you don't have to walk around looking like you think you're 22 when you're 42 or 52, because now you look crazy. You look like you got stuck in a time machine. Look like you have neither a mirror nor a friend. But she was old, but she was still beautiful. The Bible says, and the Egyptian beheld that she was very fair or beautiful. And the princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. The prince, they said, Pharaoh, hey, Pharaoh, you got to see this woman. This man Abram, he just brought this woman with him. We can't have her, but we know you the king. If you want another woman, you ought to get that one. They came to him. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. Well, we know that Abraham had told her she was a sister. Now, Abraham, now this, I don't know what's going on with Abraham. If I remember, I'll ask him when we get to heaven. Because I'm sure I'll be so excited to see Jesus, I'll forget all about Abraham and what he did or didn't do with Sarah. But if I remember, I'm going to ask, man, come on, man. What you put your wife out like that for? Because he told her, he said, now listen. When we go there, tell them that you are my sister, because if you don't tell them, if they tell you that you tell them you're my wife, they're going to kill me so they can have you. He said, but in other words, now let them do what they want to do with you. Just keep me alive. Now, see, that's why I got to talk to him. Brother, that's not called covering. That's exposing. Okay. And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. She's now becoming one of his women, one of his in his harem. And he entreated Abraham well for her sake. That's the favor part right there I want you to see. Because of this woman, he gave Abraham a lot of stuff because of her. And he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. Those are different. Okay. Listen to that from the Message translation. The Message translation says, verse 12, 16, 17. It said, because of her, Abram got along very well. He accumulated sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, men and women servants, and camels. But God hit Pharaoh hard because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. Everybody in the place got seriously sick. New Living Translation says, Pharaoh gave Abraham many gifts because of her. Sheep, goats, cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants, and camels. The GW translation, the suave GW translation, says everything went well for Abram because of her. That's what I want you to see. Things went well with Abram because of her. Because of this wife that God had given him, he obtained favor and things went well with her, with him because of her. And he was given sheep and cattle and donkeys and male and female slaves and servants. Now pick up here verse 17, back to King James. It said, but the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, because he took this woman who was another man's wife, God started judging him. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, what is this that you've done? We later on see the same thing happens with his, with Isaac. Okay. And Pharaoh said, what is this that you've done? Why did you tell me that she's your wife? Why'd you tell me she's your sister? So that I would have taken her. Obviously, he didn't touch her yet. He said, I would have taken her to me to wife. Now, therefore, watch this. Now, therefore, behold your wife. Take her and get the heaven out of here. And go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him. Watch this. And he sent him away and his wife and all that he had. Now he comes out better than he went in because of crazy favor that even God got in his lie. Now, I ain't telling you to lie. But that shows the grace of God right there. That when God has something that he wants favor to get to you, glory to God, that even your mistakes don't mess it up. Look at this. So he gave him sheep and cattle and donkeys, male and female slaves and servants and camels. And now when he sends him out with all the sheep and the cattle, donkeys, male and female slaves and camels that he did not come in there with. Favor set that up. And he did not go out empty. And he went out better than he came in. Y'all don't hear me here. The reason why he went there was because of lack. He went there because of famine. He went there because of dearth. But he went into a bad situation and came out better than he went in. That's the favor of God. I'm prophesying to somebody, you may be in a bad situation now, but God's not finished blessing you. Even in that dry place, the favor of God is going to show up and you're going to come out better than you went in. Somebody say, I'm coming out with crazy favor. That's one of those what I call favor encounters on your behalf. Genesis 13, 1 and 2, it sums it up. It keeps going. It says, and Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot went with him into the south. And Abraham, now we see for the first time, listen to me. Now we see for the first time, Abraham's rich. In the chapter before, Genesis 12 and verse 1, God tells him, he says, I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you rich. He didn't know how God was going to make him rich. Can somebody say, God going to make me rich? Even if I don't know how he's going to make me rich. The Bible says that all Abraham did was believe God. I believe God. I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm from the land of Ur, the Chaldees, and we used to worship the moon over there. This whole new experience of walking with God. Now it got me going places. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how I'm going to eat. I don't know where I'm going. I just know he told me to go. And now it looks like there's a dearth here. I'm going to go down to Egypt. At least it looks like they got food there. But I come out better than I am. And I look up and I'm rich. He got rich overnight. Y'all are listening to me. Abraham got rich overnight because of the favor of God. Through a divine favor encounter. Somebody needs to receive that. That God set you up for a divine favor encounter. Now we see this for the first time. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. How did he get rich? Through this woman that he obtained some favor from. That he was down in this situation. And now because of her, he gives all these gifts. And now he comes out and is rich. Somebody say, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. So we see favor can make you rich. Proverbs 22 and 1. Proverbs 22 and 1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So watch this. So the scripture is telling us, I know a lot of you're going after the silver and the gold, but what you need to believe God is for his favor. Believe that you'll have favor with God and he'll give you favor with man. Why is he saying you don't have to go after the silver and gold? Go after the favor. Believe God for the favor. Because if you get the favor will produce the riches and the gold. That's what happened with Abraham. That's what happened with Nehemiah. God supernaturally arranged crazy favor on their behalf that the kings end up giving them things that other people probably look back and say, what, are you crazy? Now, come on. Think about it. Pharaoh, he got at that time, even there, he has an army. He got princes. He could have just taken the man's wife. But he didn't do that. He entreated him for her. He gave him gifts for her. And then he didn't take them back. So favor can make you rich. Abraham got rich through favor with Pharaoh overnight. Let me say this again and add this other point. Favor also accelerates the promotion process. Favor accelerates the promotion process. Because favor can take you from the back of the line to the front of the line. And don't ask anybody's permission who you're passing along the way. Anyone ever been in a situation like that? You see people there waiting, and you wait, and somebody sees you, or for whatever reason, they tell you. When Pastor Marsh and I fly, generally speaking, this last week wasn't. It was always, sometimes it's a gamble. But I'm generally, sometimes I won't pay for first class. I'm usually up with my staff. I'm often, probably 80%, 75, 80%, we're upgraded. But when you're, the people, first class gets on first, right? First class has preferred boarding. But there have been times that we were late getting to the gate. But even though we were late getting to the gate and they got all these people lined up, because you're first class, you go to the preferred line. And you go in front of all the other people. And sometimes people are just looking. Those who fly regularly, they understand when they first class or they have higher priority. Can I tell you that because you're a child of God, you got high priority? Can I get you to believe and receive that because you're God's child, you have preferential treatment? The favor of God gives you preferential treatment, and God doesn't ask people if they like it. He doesn't ask people if they agree with it. Favor accelerates the promotion process. Favor accelerates the motion of promotion. Let me say that again. Favor accelerates the motion of promotion. Psalm 75, 6 and 7, as I start ending this here. Psalm 75, 6 and 7. For promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Y'all know always, you know, that must mean come from north. That must mean God's up north. We know it come from God. When I went to do the homegoing service, you know, most traditional churches invite all the preachers. You got to study, and everybody sitting there is, you know, be 10, 15 preachers in a room that should have no more than four. But everybody's supposed to be in there. You know, anyway. So one man said, he said, well, where are you from? And he told me he's an apostle who set up churches here and there. And I said, I said, well, I'm originally from up in this area in Jersey City. He said, oh, really? So I talked to people he knew in Jersey City, he knew Bishop Bailey and all that. He said, where are you now? I said, I'm down in South Carolina. He said, South Carolina? He said, how's it down there? I said, oh, South Carolina's the land of milk and honey. I said, oh, yes. He said, really? He said, well, maybe I need to come down there. I said, maybe you should. I said, oh, yeah, South Carolina. I said, this is my Jehovah Jireh. South Carolina is the land of milk and honey. Promotion comes not from the east, the west, or the south. God is the judge. Who's the judge? God's the judge. He putteth one down and setteth another up. God can say, no, I'm done with you. Next. That's what he did with Saul. Samuel was upset about it. Samuel, like, I can't believe God said, listen, stop crying over the person who I rejected. Move on. Go on down to Jesse's house and anoint one of his sons. And he went and tried to get one who looked like Saul. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you got to understand that your next may not look like your now. Well, this is how I like it. God said, see, that got you in trouble last time. Let me pick this one. Because what you like keep getting you in trouble. Can you choose what I like? Stop looking at what you had before and let me bring you what I have for you in this season in your life. That's for somebody up in here. He went looking for somebody. God said, no, no, no. And the one that they wouldn't even think of, David, is the one that God chose. God's the judge. Psalm 75:7, God is the judge. He puts down one, he setteth up another. And so how does that come to pass? How does that manifest in your life? Jesus put it this way. I'm going to read from three different gospel versions of this. Matthew 20:16. Jesus put it this way. So the last shall be first. David was the youngest son and ended up being the one chosen. The last shall be first and the first last. God has a way of changing order when he desires to do that for his purposes. When Joseph brings his sons before his father, Jacob, Manasseh, and the other one, Ephraim and Manasseh, he brings them before his, Jacob switches his hands. And he puts the right hand on the youngest son and the left hand on the older son. And Joseph said, no, Dad. He thought he's just because he's blind. He said, no, you got your right hand on the wrong one. He said, no, I know what I'm doing. He said, no, I know that's the usual way that this works. But right now, God's changing the order of things. Can I tell you, God will change the order of things and folks don't understand why he's done it. But he has his purpose in mind. And so he says here that the last will be first. The first will be last. And many be called, but few are chosen. I don't have time to go into that. Minister Richard did an awesome job on Wednesday night talking about some of this. Sometimes the reason why you're not chosen is because you won't do what's necessary to be prepared to be chosen. Sometimes, watch it. Oh, this is so good. Can I tell you that the first call is for servanthood and preparation. It's not separation. The initial call is for preparation and servanthood. Serve so now you can get to the point that you're chosen. A lot of people, they never make it through the process. Mark 10:31. Many that are first shall be last and the last first. Luke 13:30. Three gospels, just say it slightly different. Luke 13:30. And behold, they are last which shall be first and they are first which shall be last. God has a way of promoting who he wants to promote in the timing he wants to promote them without asking you. So people say stuff like, that just don't make no sense to me. That's why it's called crazy favor. Because it's not logical. It's not rational. It's not systematic. And can I tell you, many times, and the reason why sometimes people get upset with people is because God blessed them in an unorthodox way. And many times God will promote people outside of man's system. And people People don't like to see people get promoted outside of the system that they set up, because people want to take credit for your success. But when crazy favor gets in your life, can nobody take the credit but God?
Favor is when God causes someone to use their power, ability, resources, and influence to aid and assist you. The favor of God can cause the unimaginable to become a reality for you. Bishop Herbert Bailey shares that this is a season of unprecedented, crazy favor in this timely series. Order today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. Or go online to rightdirection.info. Order Crazy Favor. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.